The disadvantage is it doesn't breathe, and it's not a product for down here. I don't know of an advantage unless you are a piece of meat and you want to, you know, live in a refrigerator. But that's not a healthy environment to live in, so I can't see that being an advantage.
Well, technically, we're all pieces of meat, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah,
okay.
I had more fat than meat myself.
That's right. It protects me from predators because they want something leaner, right?
Okay. Exactly.
Got it. Well, it's, even though they say there's some now that's open cell, that still doesn't breathe?
Yeah, it does to a point. Everything has a perm rating. Everything breathes to a point, but not enough. We have to have some real high perm ratings here, even with the building wraps and a lot of the, even the paper on the back of regular insulation. Even though it breathes, it still doesn't breathe enough. That's why we take it off or we use unfaced insulation. We're just in a very unusual part of the country.
The key is keep the air moving.
Always vapor. If it gets, people think things dry and stuff. You got to let the moisture move. You got to let it go away. You've got to let it escape. It doesn't dry. There's no such thing as drying. Drying is something that you feel at touch. You touch something, it feels dry, but it hasn't dried. The water that was there just becomes a vapor and then starts to move somewhere else. That's why an air conditioning system removes all that water, because it doesn't go away. It has to be removed.